Stepping Stones to Glory. Words from Jesus.
For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18. Always remember that as your high priest, I am touched by the feeling of your infirmities. During times of trouble, trial, and affliction, keep your eyes firmly fixed on me, and your faith will grow. My hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor is my ear dull that it cannot hear. Remind yourself that I am the God of all humankind, and nothing is too hard for me. So be of good faith and be encouraged. Continue to trust me in the face of affliction and challenging times. Your courage and hope in times of trouble will not only bring you through, but it will also inspire others to turn to me in faith, knowing that I am a very present help in times of trouble. Remember that all things will work together for your good because you love me and have desired me above everything else this life holds. Your faith has made you whole. These light afflictions you face will work to accomplish my will and purpose for your life and lead you to the higher ground of faith and trust in me. Rest assured that the suffering and trials of this present time are stepping stones to my eternal weight of glory. Through them, you learn greater dependence on me as you reach out in prayer, draw close to me, partake of my comfort and healing touch, and receive grace for your time of need. As you pray and trust in me during times of trouble, it will encourage and increase not only your faith, but the faith of others. Fear not, for I walk beside you, and I'm always with you, and am leading you through everything you face as you climb to the higher ground of a closer walk with me. Follow the example of Paul, who chose to glory in his afflictions, that my power might rest on him. He was able to do this because of my promise to him and everyone who believes in me. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Come to me and find rest for your soul. Rest from your labors and know that your light affliction is but for a while, and afterward it will yield lasting fruit and prepare you for the eternal weight of glory that awaits you. Prayers of Faith. Every time you feel discouraged or question the effect of your prayers, remind yourself that there's nothing too small for me to give my attention to concerning you. There's nothing too great for me to intervene on your behalf, nothing too impossible for me to remedy and to give you my grace to overcome. When you come to me with your questions, when you look to me for answers, when you get quiet before me, your faith and your awareness of my presence grow. When Moses raised his arms in prayer to me at the banks of the Red Sea, I stretched out my hand and parted the waters, and I held them at bay until the last of my children were safely on the other side. When the shepherd boy David loaded his sling and, looking up to me, whispered a prayer, I guided his stone and brought down the giant Goliath. When Elijah prayed an intercessory prayer and asked for rain, I sent showers in great abundance. Likewise at Zarephath, when Elijah cried out to me, asking for the soul of the widow's son, I returned life to the boy's motionless body. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego called out to me as they entered the scorching furnace, I descended and walked with them in the midst of the fire, and the flame did not harm them. When Hezekiah sought me in the face of death, I spared his life and turned back the time as a sign of my answer to his prayer. When Jonah cried out to me in his plight, I answered and placed him upon dry ground. Let this encourage your faith that no matter what you face, I am with you and I am for you. I will never leave or abandon you. I will always be with you through every trouble you face. Intercessory prayer. When you intercede in prayer for others, you are like those who held up Moses' arms during the battle. Persevere in prayer for others and uphold them by your prayers. When you pray, put yourself in the place of those you are praying for and pray earnestly for their needs. Reach out in prayer to help others. Your prayers can go places you'll never go. Your prayers can help to free people who are struggling, touch the hardest hearts, bring supply to the needy, help heal the deepest pain, open doors, enlighten minds, clear the fog, dissipate bitterness, mend broken hearts, solve problems, encourage, heal, and bring relief to those who need it. Whatever concerns you concerns me. If something is big enough to occupy your thoughts and time, it's big enough to pray about. Keep stirring yourself up in prayer. Keep stirring up the gifts within you. Invest in the work of God. Invest in the kingdom of God through your life of faith and your prayers for others and for the lost. When you invest your life, your time, and your heart in my work, you are a joint investor with me and will reap the rewards I have promised for all who invest in my kingdom. The paltry dividends of human investments are nothing in comparison to my promises, which are to reward you 100-fold for everything you invest in me and my work, and to grant you life everlasting. Trust in me and follow my way, which will be better for you than a known path, and even when there is darkness around you, it will be as light. I will supply all that you need according to my riches and glory, so that you may do your job as my disciple and fulfill my calling for your life. I will not leave you comfortless, but I will supply everything you need, and as you trust in me, you will receive my blessings. I know the future and plans I have for you, and I will lead and guide you accordingly. Now is your time to invest in my kingdom. Through your witness, your prayers, and your acts of love and compassion, which will yield true dividends and help to reap a great harvest.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.